Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Appleton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pete Appleton. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seeds moves to second. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kress moves to third. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton takes first base on ball four. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Seeds. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman bunts towards the mound. Kauffman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appleton for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gulick moves to second. Dick Kauffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kauffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kauffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to second for the out. Gulick moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue is hit by the pitch. Kauffman moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Porter. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seeds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoedap moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoedap moves to third. Seeds moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoedap scores. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Appleton moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo strikes out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoedap hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Mainisch moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rip Collins now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Appleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mannion fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gulick strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Hale pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. L. Louis.